Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see if God can help us determine what's important and what isn't in the flood of information that comes at us day by day. So far, we've seen the Bible saying He can help, that God is the ultimate source of information, and that we can trust Him. In answer to the rhetorical question, "Whence then cometh wisdom?" the Bible responds, "God understandeth the way thereof." But what about all those other voices bombarding us with information? The Bible has something to say about that, too. In a famous biblical episode, Christ Jesus is tempted by the devil to do a variety of things. In other words, some thoughts were coming to him suggesting ways he should act. But Jesus knew they weren't from God, that these ideas weren't from God, and so weren't intelligent. And he easily rejected them. Now, you may say, "That was Jesus. He's special." Sure. But he's not alone. Remember the Old Testament character Joseph, the one with the coat of many colors? His boss's wife wanted to have sex with him, but Joseph was so sure of God's goodness in his life that he immediately realized this suggestion wasn't from God, and he easily rejected it. As time went on, he followed God's direction to save countless people during a famine. Yes, there are lots of thoughts out there, but when it comes to who, as the Bible puts it, declareth unto man what is his thought, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Amen.